Back to Lowell's softball field for the second game of the afternoon. Lowell takes on Jennison this time after defeating Rockford earlier this morning, 6-5 in walk-off fashion. Jennison's first batter, Morgan Masek, is up to bat, and it's Megan Lilly on the mound for the Arrows. Amaya Jackson catching, and Claire Mitchell at first, Bella Calhoun now at second, and Caitlin Hoffman's at short. Third base is Allison Raison, and left field is Dorman McClima. Second at center field, pardon me, is Ruby Germain, and right field is Sophia Konkike. And the first pitch to Masek is a strike from Mitchell. Second pitch, Mitch is outside. So 1-1 the count to Masek now. Third pitch swung on by Masek, hit towards the stands here and goes up and over. So 1-2 now. So the 1-2 now on its way from Lilly to Masek. This is outside opposite batter's box, evens up the count at 2-2. If you are just joining us here, it's a 12-15 second game of Lowell's annual tournament for softball. As Masek swings on the 2-2 pitch into German at center, and she makes the grab with ease.
Ruby German, good center fielder, lots of speed out there for Lowell, able to fly around quickly. Lowell has a pretty good outfield overall.
And it's Kendra Klosterman up to bat for the Wildcats from Jennison, as she's going to file off the first pitch to the bag, Scott. Oh, 1 to Klosterman. Swung on, hit again towards Ruby German. This time she'll take two steps to her right, and out number two, two up, two down. And Claire Merritt now, the third hitter in the lineup.
Can you bring another chair down here? Yeah. Okay. Okay. Bye. Ethan's bringing another.
Lily's first pitch to Merritt. Swung on and missed. Strike one.
This will be the second one. Evan, let me see if I'm all set for you.
0-1 on its way to Merritt from Lilly. Two out, top of the first. That pitch inside. Ball one.
I'm waiting to hear Trey.
Yeah, just missed a little low there. Couldn't quite clip the bottom of the zone. Is where it's a 1-1 count now.
Swinging is Merritt on the 1-1. Chops it foul.
On the ground.
To third. So the 1-2 now on its way to Merritt. She holds off, and it was the wrong call. Lilly gets the strikeout, gets her to go down looking, and it's a 1-2-3 inning to start for the Arrows.
For the Lowell batting order, it's going to be hitting in the leadoff spot. The pitcher, Megan Lilly, followed by Claire Mitchell. Next up, Amaya Jackson in the three. Hitting cleanup, Katie Hoffman. She had a home run last game in the first inning. Allison Raison hitting fifth. Hitting sixth, Jordan McClement. Hitting seventh, going to be the second baseman, Bella Calhoun. Jordan Belzin hitting seventh. And for the 8 and 9 spot, Ruby German and Sophie Konendike in the flex.
And for the Wildcats defense, it's Allison Wright at pitcher. Catcher is Kendra Klosterman. First base is Addison Herbig. Second is Jessica Stickler. Short is Ava Vandentoon. Third is Addison Swift. Left field is watched by Claire Merritt. Center is roamed by Morgan Masek. And right is Lillian Timmer. We were not at Cherry Creek to see Jennison play their game this morning, but the word on the street is that they won that one 8-6. So both these teams coming off wins. So it should be a good contest through one half inning so far. Nothing, as Jennison went 3-3 down, and Megan Lilly with a strikeout to end out the inning. So we'll see what Allison Wright can bring to Megan Lilly, the pitcher, who is batting first for this Arrows team. First pitch to Lilly.
All right, see you later.
Inside, ball one. Now Wright's second offering, the 1-0. Swung on, chopped foul towards the third base side. The 1-1 pitch on its way. Breaking ball gets in there for a strike. Makes the count 1-2 now. Swung on and foul. Tailing down the line, went foul before the bag. So we'll see the 1-2 pitch to Lilly once again. And that one catches the inside part of the plate. Lilly goes down looking. And Allison Wright starts it off with a strikeout. And it brings up Claire Mitchell. She'll swing at the first one and miss strike one. The 0-1 to Mitchell. Misses outside, evens up the count at 1-1. And she'll watch that one too. Ball two in the dirt. Two, one with one away, nobody on. Misses outside. Ball three. Three, one pitch to Mitchell. Misses outside. Mitchell take her base. So Amaya Jackson, the catcher, in this one up to bat. First pitch swinging, popped up. Behind the catcher, and she will make the grab, Klusterman. So two away now. And it's Katie Hoffman now up to bat. She homered in the game this morning. A two-run shot. She'll swing at this one, and it'll be foul on the third base side. Time called by Hoffman, given to her a little bit late as Wright was already in her motion, but it'll be a wasted pitch in the end, so we'll still see the 0-1 now as Hoffman steps back in. Swung on, popped up, foul over the backstop, and now 0-2 the count. 1-1 swung on. Chopper gets down and threw into center field. Mitchell will stay at second, so now runners on first and second. Hoffman with the single on the 0-2 count. And it shoots the gap into center field. So it brings up Allison Raison. With two on and two down. Swung on and missed. High fastball. She's just under it. Oh, one on its way. This time she leaves the high fastball. 1-1. Good adjustment from Raison there. Reads on the first pitch and adapts for the second. So the 1-1 pitch from right. Swung on, pop foul over the backstop. So now 1-2 the count. One-two pitch. Inside. Raison was ducking out of the way, but it catches the inside part of the plate, so she'll go down looking.
Going into the top of the second, all tied up 0-0 here. Due up for Jennison. Going to be Addison Herbig, Samantha Stahl, and Addison Swift. Pretty good first inning of action. 1-2-3 went Jennison after a good first inning performance by Megan Lilly. To go 1-2-3. Lowell only managed to gather two hits the top of the first, but did have so no score here. Going in the top of the second now. And stepping up is Addison Herbig, first baseman, hitting cleanup. She will watch strike one. Megan Lilly gets in the circle, ready to deal once again. Delivers. That'll be a ball outside. 1-1. Delivers. It'll be popped right up in the middle of the infield. Mitchell right under it. That one almost slipped out of her glove there as she saw it too, I think. So it'll be Samantha Stahl into hit. The designated player for Jennison. First pitch, strike one.
Lily looking good, especially to start these at-bats. Fastball has been finding the plate.
Delivers, it'll be check swing, chopped foul. 0-2 count now with one out. No runners on. 0-0 on the top of the second. Megan Lily delivers, it'll be hard ground ball, pulled left side.
Herbig was ahead of that one, but did get a good part of the barrel, just unfortunately swung too early for her sake.
And Lily delivers once more, tries to frame it as Amaya Jackson. It's a little too far outside, so 1-2 count to Stahl. Megan Lilly deals, runs inside a little bit, has to back up, 2-2 count. Stahl trying to work out of the 0-2 count. She's got it to 2-2 now. As she'll swing liner right into left field. go foul ball. So it's still a 2-2 count to Stahl at this point. It's just more pitches thrown for Megan Lilly. Lilly deals and a check swing, strike three from Megan Lilly, her second on the day. So bringing up, it'll be Addison Swift, the third baseman, hitting six. She'll swing at the first one, strike one.
Another first pitch fastball from Lilly.
Megan Lilly, she'll deal to Swift now and watches it, strike two, 0-2 count. Megan Lilly can hit that same spot again. Probably be perfect. Megan Lilly, 0-2, looking for the punch out, and it'll be just a little check swing, bounces right off the plate. Foul ball, keeping it out, 0-2. Two down for the Arrows. 0-0 is your score, top of the second. And it'll be a ball outside that time. Megan Lilly steps up, ready to deal. Delivers, it'll be ball high, 2-2 count now, just like the last at bat. Lilly delivers, it'll be strike three, looking. Megan Lilly with another strikeout. Three in the first two innings. So we're going into the bottom third. Or bottom second, excuse me. Six up, six down for Megan Lilly and the Arrows. Now due up for Lowell is Jordan McClymont, Bella Calhoun, and Jordan Velzin.
Score still nothing as we head into the top of the second. With this break in the action, we're going to take this opportunity to thank a few of our sponsors here at the Red Arrow Sports Network: Riverside Dentistry, Mercantile Bank, and Grand River Veterinary Clinic. We thank you for your support of the Red Arrow Sports Network.
As we're getting warmed up, we got a lefty catcher. Kendra Klusterman is actually left-handed. Not something very common you see softball or baseball having a left-handed catcher. It's Jordan McClement, the left fielder, will step in the box. She is in and ready to go. Deals, watches it, ball outside. It's 1-0 count to start from Allison Wright. On deck is Bella Calhoun. It'll be right deals. It'll be ball strike, excuse me. 1-1 count. Jordan McClown, she's got one put out today out and left. She watches it, so ball two. 2-1. That one was a little low and outside. McClement, or right deals to McClement, and it'll be a ball high. 3-1 count now. Ellison Wright will deal to McClement. McClement will chop one foul just under the third baseman's gloves. Still has life though. Full count. No out. 0-0. Bottom of the second. Allison Wright deals and it'll run in and hit McClymont. She'll get a free base there. Number two, That'll bring in Bella Calhoun, the second baseman today. She pitched first game. Lowell won 6-5. As she'll square the bunt, that one was a bit high. She did go for it though, so it's a strike. 0-1 count now. As it'll be a ball high, 1-1 count. Wright deals to Calhoun. Calhoun watches it, strike 2, 1-2 count. Gotta shorten up a little, just put it in play here. So you're down 1-2 in the count. Wright delivers. Calhoun hesitates a little bit. Double play ball. It'll make a second. And only getting the out at second as Calhoun reaches first safely. So fielder's choice. Bringing up Jordan Velzin, designated player.
We can shift you guys each about 6 inches that way. We get another chair then.
As Velzin steps in the box, Bella Calhoun leading off first. Velzin will watch the first one back, pick to first. Calhoun dives back in safely. As that first pitch was a strike. Velzin swings at that one a little up, but 0-2 count now for Jordan Velzin with one out. Looks like Wright was waving her arms in the air trying to call time, couldn't get it. Just has to tie her shoe real quick.
Nothing here in the bottom of the second. Arrows have one down, one on.
Velzin in the box, 0-2 pitch, swing, Stewart, strike 3. They're going to backpick to Calhoun. The first baseman, Herbig, didn't see her take off. Went for the tag on the backpick. So Calhoun easily makes it to second base there. Bringing up Ruby German. German steps in the box, ready to go. She'll squirt a bunt, pulls back. It'll be a strike. 0-1 pitch. As they'll say check swing, they'll say German went around far enough. So it's an 0-2 pitch, two outs, Calhoun on second base. German will swing, slaps it right at the third baseman. German does not beat out the throw. So after two zeros all across the board, still going into the top of the third here in Lowell. Still on the mound is Megan Lilly. She's gone 6 up, 6 down so far to start off this game. Hot start for her.
And to the 6 up, 6 down point, we will see the 7-8-9 of this Jennison Wildcats team. Allie Wright, Ava Vandertoon, and Lily Timmer. Three strikeouts already for Lily in this one. So stepping in is Wright. Pitcher on pitcher matchup.
First pitch to right. Swung on and missed. 0-1 the count. The 0-1 from Lilly. Swung on, chop. Back to the backstop. 0-2 now. So the 0-2 from Lilly swung on, hit well into left field, but it'll trail foul. As that one made a large pop off the bat of right.
Yeah, it made some noise there.
Fortunately for her sake, tails foul. So Lilly will get another crack at the 0-2 pitch. She deals. Swung on and missed. K number 4 on the day for Megan Lilly. Now
batting for Jennison. That's her third straight strikeout now. She had 2 to finish off the second inning.
So it's Eva Vandertoon now, the shortstop, up to bat for the Wildcats. With one away. Lily's first offering to Vandertoon. Strike on the outside part of the plate. The 1. Misses outside. 1-1. One's all the way across the scoreboard. 1 strike, 1 ball, 1 out. Pitch from Lilly. Catches Vandertoon in the back. And we'll put 1 on.
That'll be the first base runner of the day for Jennison. Had a pretty good pitcher's duel so far through the first 2 innings.
Lilly Timmer, batting 9th in the lineup. She plays right field, her first time up. Today, she's got a runner on first with 1 away. No score here in the top of the 3rd. Bunt shown, bunt laid, but foul. So now the 0-1. Bunt shown again. Bunt fouled again to the backstop. Oh, 2 pitch to Vandertoon from Lilly. Swung on and hit into center towards German. German tracking and making the catch over the shoulder in center field. Great defensive play from Ruby German.
That was a great catch. German got twisted up as that ball was tailing off towards left center, and she was over in right center. Just turned around, made an over-the-head basket catch there to get the second out.
And it brings up top of the lineup Masick. First pitch strike to her in the lower part of the zone. She flew out to German her last time up. The 0-1 swung on, hit right up the middle, flipped to second for the third out. So only 1 error on Lily's part so far. She hits 1 batter, but she gets out of it alive. So still no runs scored, and only 4 batters faced.
Still a good outing so far, only allowed 1 base runner off the hit by pitch. It's going pretty good right now. Lowell just got to piece some runs together.
And it's back to the top of the lineup for the Arrows. We see Lilly, Mitchell, and Jackson. Here for the bottom of the 3rd.
Allison Wright still on the mound for Jennison.
So Wright gets her sign and sets for the first pitch in the bottom of the third. And she'll look at strike one. So the 0-1 to Lily. Misses high, 1-1 the count. The 1-1. Also misses high, 2-1 now the count. Nobody on, nobody out. First at bat of the bottom of the third. The 2-1 pitch to Lily is swung on and missed. Evens up the count at 2-2. Two is left high and loads the count up. So the payoff pitch on its way from right. Swung on, hit into left center, trailing back are both the left fielder and the center fielder, and it is caught by Claire Merritt in left. Looked good, got to about the warning track. Caught the pitch on the barrel in the bottom part of the zone, but just did not have enough carry to get out of here and had too much air to get down. So one up, one down, and it brings up Claire Mitchell, who walked her first time up. She'll look at pitch one for a ball low. The 1-0 to Mitchell. Called, strike on the low outside part of the plate. One, one. Misses high, ball two. Two, one swung on and missed by Mitchell. Now evens up the count at 2-2.
It's a good swing by Claire Mitchell. She really wanted that one. That was a good pitch to bite at hard, though.
The 2-2 from right. Gets her looking on the outside part of the plate. Strikeout number four on the day for Wright. So Amaya Jackson up to bat now. She popped out foul. Her first time up in the first inning. She looks at the first pitch in the dirt on the inside. 1-0. One out from right, swung on by Jackson, fouled right towards the little dugout. Strike one. One, one pitch. Misses inside, 2-1. Two away, nobody on. 2-1 pitch to Jackson. Hit on a line. It'll be foul down the third base side. She got all of that one. Unfortunately, the result is she gets to see the 2-2 pitch again. Jackson will swing at the next one, and it goes right to the second baseman. She'll make the throw for the easy out. Stickler to Herbig, and it's the 4-3 ground out.
So with Lowell coming back out now, still 0-0. And this would be a good time to thank some of our sponsors. Thank you to Green Ridge Realty, Alpha Care Center, Sneakers Bar and Grill, and Lowell Area Schools. Thank you for sponsoring the Red Arrow Network. So for anybody listening, we can produce these games to you here from Lowell High School. I believe it's Megan Lilly still on the bump. I mean, why not, though? She's been great up to this point.
Yeah, she also has 4 strikeouts respectively. Both her and Wright impressive so far through 3. Zeros all over the board as we head to the top of the 4th. Still nothing. Both these teams coming respectively off a win this morning. Jenison won 8-6. Lowell won 6-5 over Rockford. So both these teams trying to keep their winning ways. And so far their defenses are doing their part. As it's zeros on the board. First pitch from Lilly to Klosterman on its way.
As this one will be lined right at the shortstop. Caitlin Hoffman for the first out right away. Now up for Jenison is going to be Claire Merritt, the left fielder. Megan Lilly only giving up 1 base runner as a hit by pitch earlier. So that first one will be a ball. On deck is Addison Herbig. Megan Lilly will wind up deals. It'll be a ball. 2-0 count. Claire Merritt. Lilly sets in the circle, ready, gets her signs. Delivers to the plate. That'll be a ball high. 3-0 count. Now got to dig her way out of it. It's Megan Lilly. Lilly deals, and this one will be ball 4. So 4 pitch walk. After striking out, or excuse me, a line out from the first batter on the very first pitch. Goes 4 straight pitches for a walk. So Lilly deals, so it'll be, gets a strike in there on the outside edge to Addison Herbig, the first baseman. Strike 1. Lilly deals, it'll be a bunt, gets it down the line. In a tough play for Razan, gets the out at first, so it advances the runner.
By scoring for them, just to give them a break, and maybe they want to use the restroom, whatever. Then after you do that, a half an inning at each field, come back here to this softball field. Thanks.
And that'll bring up Samantha Stahl. That'll be a strike 1. Stahl last time up struck out swinging. So Megan Lilly will deal once again. 2 outs, 0-1 count. Will not get the outside edge there. 1-1 count. Still runner. Scoreless here in Lowell, 0-0 in the top of the 4th. Be a ball high there, so 2-1 count with 2 outs.
Runner on 2nd for the Wildcats.
That is Claire Merritt, the left fielder. And this one will be a ball 3, 3-1 count now to Samantha Stahl, designated player. Lilly steps in, ready to pitch. She delivers, swung through and missed. Strike 2 It's a big swing there, so full count with the runner on second. Two outs. Megan Lilly looking to get through another scoreless inning. She delivers, and it'll be end up being ball four. So three base runners, or two base runners on this inning, third today. As Stahl walks, so that'll make bring up Addison Swift, the third baseman. As it's first pitch ball again to Swift. Last time up, she struck out looking as Lily deals for a strike. 1-1 is your count. On top of the fourth, no score still. So Megan Lilly deals, swung on, poked deep right field. Running on it is Sophia Konendijk, and that'll go foul over the fence. So it's a 1-2 count now. One ball, it's two strikes. Deals, swung on and missed. Strike three. Megan Lilly looking exceptional right now as that's her fifth strikeout on the day. Only allowed three base runners on two walks and a hit by pitch. Now going in to the bottom of the fourth.
We will see Katie Hoffman, Allison Raison, and Jordan McClyman at least for the arrows. As all three of them.
It looks like there's a pitching change. Excuse me, never mind, just a little group meeting at the mound.
Yeah, mound visit with the coach, with the coach with the ball in her hand. You would think usually that means pitching change, but she hands it right back to Allie Wright.
I was going to say, and there was another player standing there with her, so. Says scoreless going to the bottom of the fourth here in Lowell. Only took one pitch to throw down. We'll be ready to play here now. Now up is Katie Hoffman, power hitting shortstop for the Arrows. Hoffman the shortstop steps in the box. She'll take for strike one, 0-1 count. So deals, it'll be poked in the left field. Looks like she got it on a bad part of the bat. She was about a bit in front of it. So it'll be a fly out to left for Katie Hoffman. And that'll bring up number one, Allison Raison, playing third base. She steps in the box, first pitch, she'll swing in, goes over to the batting cages there. As Dio's Raison thought about it, didn't swing. So 0-2 count now. Gotta get her way out of the hole, one out. 0-2 pitch to Raison. She'll swing on. Had to sit on it for a second. It'll be just another pop out to the shortstop. So that'll bring up Jordan McClymont. She got hit by pitch her first time up. So McClement steps in the box ready. She'll watch the first one for strike one. steals to McClymont. McClymont, ball magnet today. She'll be hit by pitch for her second at bat of this game. And they'll say she... Looks like they're trying to say she leaned into it, maybe. She's going to go talk to the other umpire.
And it looks like...
Tell her
to get back in the box.
Yeah, say she leaned into it there. It looks like home plate umpire had an executive decision made right away. So Allison Wright will deal. McClymont will swing through it. So it's a 1-2 count. Deals McClymont, fouls it off. Little check swing there. McClymont in and ready, watches it high, 2-2 count. She steps back in, ready to go. Allison Wright deals to McClymont. McClymont turns, almost gets her again. So full count now, 0-0 is your score. Right deals to McClymont. The payoff pitch with two outs. McClymont swings through it. Time for the Arrows to go play defense now. Right behind Megan Lilly. She's looked great so far today. Allowing three base runners. No hits so far. Two walks. One hit by pitch. Except Lowell's offense can't exactly score right now either.
Allison Wright pumped up after that one. She thought the 3-2 pitch, the ball should have been called a strike. So she was excited to get that one, and Jennison will be too. So we're still scoreless heading into the top of the fifth. And as you said, they're going to stick with Megan Lilly, and there's no reason not to. She's got 5 Ks on the day. And we will see the 7-8-9 for the Jennison Wildcats offense of Allie Wright, Ava Vandertoon, and Lily Timmer. Wright struck out her first time up. Mitchell misses outside. Lily misses outside. 4-1.
Pitcher matchup here again. Megan Lilly won the last one with the strikeout.
As that one was very inside and is headed towards the parking lot. One pitch. Swung on, hit well, and we'll get down into left field. And it's the first hit allowed in 4 innings by Megan Lilly. So runner on, and we have a substitution. Or something is being changed. Yes, the pitcher will be courtesy ran for by Tessa Haight. And we will still see Vandertoon up to bat. So it's Haight on the bait path for Jennison at first. Runner goes, bunt is laid down, and the runner was stealing, so she got to second easily, but thrown out at first was Vandertoon, so the sack bunt advances the runner to second.
Yeah, one run could be huge in games like this.
A defensive showdown between the Arrows and the Wildcats so far. First pitch from Lilly is fouled into the plate. First strike, one Willie Timmer, bottom of the lineup. The right fielder, the one up to bat. She's 0 for 2, flew out to German in center. Her last time up in the third. The 0-1 to Timmer. Misses low and away.
So something you notice with Megan Lilly, she kind of goes off to the left side when she pitches. I wonder how that affects batters.
As Timmer hits one right to her, so the throw to first is easily in time. But once again, runner advances to third, and it's the first real scoring opportunity for either team we've seen so far this afternoon.
Yeah, base hit should score now. Well, easily as runner on third. But there is two outs, which helps. So you don't have to worry about.
Exactly. No sack fly in play for the Wildcats as it brings up Megan Masek, top of the lineup. She's going to ground one right to second. The throw to first is in time, and the arrows escape unscathed. Ground out 4-3. It was Calhoun to Mitchell. And Jennison leave one stranded on third. And the arrows now need to respond with an offensive chance of their own. Calhoun and Velzen and German will be the women that the arrows count on to do so. And it'll still be Allie Wright on the mound for the Wildcats. And it is still throwing me off every time for the warm-up. I'm the left-handed catcher. Just interesting, and I can't imagine how it'll look if they actually try to make a pickoff attempt here.
Backpicks the first are probably effective, or more effective, easy. Except, I can only imagine with majority of batters being right-handed, it's probably a lot easier for Lowell to steal third.
Calhoun will swing at the first pitch. And that one will come back and hit the press box.
Yeah, right in the window there.
Glass stays intact, so all members are safe here of the crew. But it's strike one to Calhoun. 0-1's also swung on towards the backstop. 0-2.
She's headhunting right now. Got the umpire with that one.
Still is upset about the 3-2 call last inning, I guess. And the catcher's going to tell her to calm down as Calhoun will get the word from Coach Dode at third. And she'll now face the 0-2 pitch. Nobody on, nobody out. Bottom of the fifth. And swung on and missed. Blew it by her with a fastball. So it's a 3-pitch strikeout for Allie Wright to start the inning. So up comes Velzen. She struck out swinging her last time up. She's a designated player in this one. Shows bunt, pops it up into the crowd. So 0-1. No one is safe here, apparently, today. Us in the press box, the fans either. As the next pitch to Velzen catches the inside part of the plate for strike two. Wright looking absolutely dialed in to start this defensive half of the fifth inning. 0-2 hits her in the leg. So commentator's curse, I say that Wright's looking very, very good. And unfortunately, she loses control of that one. So Velzen will go walk it off. And she will stand on first.
Time for a second. So that brings up Ruby German.
It's always uncomfortable to tell yourself, I'm going to go run on the base path after getting drilled in the quad. So
right.
She'll tough it out. She'll stay on first. And now Ruby German is up to bat. First pitch misses outside. Ball one. One out, a German. Runner goes, and nobody was covering second. So it's a stolen base for Velzin.
It was a good throw there, just like nobody was expecting it. She just took off running.
So the 2-0 to German. Misses outside. Ball three. Three out of German. She was looking all the way, catches the bottom part of the plate. 3-1 now the count. Three, one on the way. Runner on second, one out. She'll check her swing, and the pitch misses low, so now two on for the Arrows.
This is huge, especially going to the top of the order for Lowell.
So two on, one away. Lily. We'll look at the first pitch inside for a ball.
Anybody recall the start time?
1-0 pitch. Misses low. Yeah.
Starting at 12:15. Not the schedule start.
And now 2-0 pitch with one away.
So
coming to Lily.
We're plus two. We're plus one.
Swung on and fouled back. On the ground, so 2-1 now the count to Megan Lilly, the pitcher. Pitcher on pitcher lineup. Top of the lineup is Megan Lilly. She's got two runners on, first and second. That's German and Velzin. And Lilly will look at that one for a strike called. 2-2 now the count. Swings on this one, pops it up in field. Third baseman doesn't find it, and she's going to let it drop. And she's out.
Serious. There was infield fly rule call, so it. There should be a double play, I believe.
So it was an infield fly rule. And
so you, yeah,
Velzin wins, so she's also out, so it's a double play for Jennison.
So going into the top of the six now, all zeros on the board still. As it's going to be Kendrick Klusterman to lead off this inning. As we're in the top of the sixth inning.
Arrows will stick with Lily, as they should. So still nothing, headed to the top of the sixth. Defensive showdown so far, and Klusterman is up to bat.
As Megan Lilly steps in, ready to go, all zeros on the board here in the top of the sixth. Gets her sign, steps up, ready to go, deals to Klusterman, the catcher, watches it for strike one. Megan Lilly ready to go. Klusterman back in the box. And squares to bunt, but that one will bounce in the dirt there. Looks like Megan Lilly was charging it a little too soon. Lily deals. That'll be lined into left field to Claire Merritt. Jennison trying to start up something here. And that'll bring up, that was hit to Jordan McClymont. Claire Merritt is now the batter. That'll be first pitch ball. Klusterman, the runner on first. Jennison trying to get points on the board here. That'll be inside. No back pick as she got a big leadoff. Point differential is big in this tournament. Lowell has plus one. Jennison has plus two. So whoever wins this game, it'll have a big impact probably on... could have a big impact on the tournament. As it's a 2-1 count now to Claire Merritt. Megan Lilly deals. Swings on it and missed. Looked like a little changeup.
Yeah, good off-speed pitch from Lilly. Merritt was way ahead of it.
This is a 2-2 count. Megan Lilly steps in, deals. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Sits her down. There's one out with a runner on first. Now up to bat is Samantha, or Addison Herbig, excuse me. As this one, we pop back towards us again, hitting right in front of us. As that'll be strike one. One out so far. 0-1 count, runner on first. That is Kendra Klusterman. Jennison and Lowell both trying to get points on the board as this one will be skied and on the infield. There was, caught by Caitlin Hoffman, there was no infield fly called that time though. So now up to bat is going to be Samantha Stahl. This first pitch strike to Stahl. So after Megan Lilly got allowed the first runner on off via single, retired the last two batters, as it will be a ball back pick, not in time. That second pitch was a ball, so it's a 1-1 count now. It'll be a ball outside. Two outs. No score. Top of the sixth. Deals. That'll be a ball high. It's a 3-1 count now. Looking to get out of it. Just need one more out. She deals. It'll be poked deep left field. Underneath it, Jordan McClymont makes the catch. Off the bat, that sounded nice. But we'll go into the bottom of the sixth. Still scoreless here in Lowell. Someone looking to make a move. And strike first. We'll see who that's going to be.
With a pause, we will thank a few of our sponsors here at the Red Arrow Sports Network. Bettenbaker Auto, Grand River Veterinary Clinic, Mercantile Bank, and Riverside Dentistry. We thank you for your support of the Red Arrow Sports Network. Today, bringing you Lowell Softball's annual tournament. Arrows are 1-0. Jennison, their opponents are also 1-0 so far in this one. And it's a busy day in Lowell Athletics. We have lacrosse and baseball also to our left.
I believe our JV baseball game won their first game against Rockford 20-0. It's what we heard. It looks like they're playing Jennison right now.
And Lax is JV playing Caledonia. Unable to see a score on that one.
Up there, it looks like Lowell's winning 8-7 in the fourth quarter. So up to bat is going to be Claire Mitchell, leadoff hitter for of the inning. So ball one, 1-0 count. Deals Claire Mitchell, swings through that one. Hard cut. So step back in again. Amaya Jackson on deck. Mitchell in the box ready. Swings through it once more. Hard swing. Gotta shorten up a little. Just get it in play now. She deals and strike three looking to Claire Mitchell, bringing up Amaya Jackson.
Maya Jackson up to bat now. She's 0 for 2. She's popped out and grounded out in this one. So one away.
As Jackson steps in the box, deals, lines it hard. Foul. That was smoked off the back. Off the bat, excuse me. Just got to straighten it out, and that's base hit almost anywhere. That'd be a hard ground ball to field. And Jackson swings again this right through it this time. 0-2 count to Maya Jackson.
Arrow's swinging a little hard here to start the inning. They just need to settle in, get a groove. You don't need to send one out of the park. You just need to get people on the bags first.
It'll be a ball high. So 1-2 is your count. One out. Deals to Jackson. Takes inside. That one is close. He's can be iffy with these umpires sometimes. There is some inconsistent calls, but we work with it. That's right. Deals to Jackson. Swings down the third baseline. Foul again.
These ones on our hands. We've seen Allie Wright so far has pitched a lot to the inside to these right-handed batters, and she's had good placement. So Jackson's just a little bit ahead of it.
I was going to say, though, wrong batter eventually. If you're throwing a middle in a lot, you're going to make a mistake at some point. Someone's going to catch you out front, but not too far. As Amaya Jackson does there right at the third baseman on her way to first. She's safe.
And it hit Eddie Swift.
I think right in the palm of her. Looks right off her wrist, maybe.
We have a low goal on the lacrosse field.
There's a score from Caledonia, too. Oh, it's 9-8 now.
So 9-8 now.
8-7.
As Swift is getting some attention, she looks like she's going to try to continue.
Looks like it might be her...
her throwing wrist.
Her wrist, yeah.
Right arm wrist. That was hit hard again to the third base side by Jackson. That was the third one of that at bat. So she is safe at first.
They're going to have her throw some. See how she feels.
So it's one away, one on. Swift looks like she's going to keep playing.
As I was saying, though, is bound to make a mistake and catch one fair. Maya Jackson ripped all three of those foul balls hard off the bat. So that'll bring up Katie Hoffman with one out and Amaya Jackson leading off a first. Hoffman watches the first one back pick to Jackson. 1-0 count. any score here would be huge. I believe after 140, we cannot start another inning. So we're in the bottom of the sixth here, though, as this one runs inside a little bit. Gets to the backstop of my Jackson on her way second.
So a runner in scoring position now for the Arrows with only one away.
A base hit could score if it's an obvious line drive.
Or set up a sacrifice fly opportunity.
If Jackson could find her way to third, it's a 2-1 count though with one out. And watching one high to 3-1 count to Katie Hoffman. Hoffman steps in the box, ready to go. Deals. Hoffman lines it down third base, hits third base. The windmill's on from Dode. Maya Jackson scores into second at first side, is safe. Lowell takes the lead in the bottom of the sixth.
RBI double from Katie Hoffman. She puts one on a line down the third base side again. And brings up Allison Raison, and the Arrows take a 1-0.
Right away, Coach Doe knew he was taking the chance as soon as that ball hit the third base bag. That was hit hard, too. He was waving her right away. As this one lined down third, foul ball from Allison Raison. Looks like they're catching up to the speed of Allison Wright.
And as you said,
getting it figured out a little bit.
Trey, you've spoken into existence. Those inside pitches, they're finally starting to get a grip on them and sending them to the left field side.
So Raison takes ball inside. Deals, and Raison fouls it back. 1-2 count now. Runner in scoring position. So after Lowell scores the leading run with a double, has a chance once more with Allison Raison. Allison Wright deals. That one gets to the backstop, heading over to third. It's going to be Katie Hoffman on the wild pitch. 2-2 count. Sack fly is in effect. Every run is big, though, here.
Pretty much any ball in play from Raison would give the Arrows a 2-0 lead.
And Raison to third base once again. Goes foul. Right, winds, deals, Raison, change up, fouls that one back, staying alive. Every pitch is a big one right now.
Yeah, Wildcats trying to reduce the damage. They want to be able to come back in their seventh inning. And the Arrows trying to pile it on.
Raison steps in the box, ready to go. Swings at a high one for the strikeout. So that'll bring up Jordan McClymont. Clement steps in the box, ready to go. Lowell looking to get another run across. McClement watches one ball high. Good job by the catcher, Klusterman, making sure that doesn't get to the backstop.
0-1 with a swinging strikeout, but she got on by a hit by pitch back in the second.
And watches a strike, 1-1 count. They delivers, fouled right back at the fence. 1-2 count now to Jordan McClymont. Lowell's plated one this inning, 1-0. They have the lead, bottom of the sixth. A is 1-2. Allison Wright ready to deal. Watches it, strike three on the inside edge, watching from a climb on. So, low plates one, takes the lead as we go into the seventh. Lowell could secure the win here, I believe, if they can get, if they hold Jennison to no scores.
And it's still Lily on the mound for the Arrows. And we will see Swift, Wright, and Vanden Toon, the 6-7-8 at least, for the Wildcats. So it's 1-0 Arrows. We head to the top of the seventh. No time really in effect on this one. We've started the last inning before 1:40. So the Arrows just need defense to secure this one.
I was going to say, yeah, with Lowell being the home team, either way they get another at-bat because we started that last inning.
First pitch to Swift. Strike on the outside part of the plate. And my apologies, it is not Swift in the box. It is Arlie Scherf into bat for the Wildcats. Second pitch to Scherf is a strike. So 0-2, Lily starts off the inning strong. Swinging and missing is Scherf. So three pitches, one out already from Lily. So two more to go. And it's Allie Wright up to bat. She singled her last time up, struck out back in the third, 1-for-2 on the day. Pitcher v. pitcher matchup, righty v. righty. First pitch from Lily. In the dirt, misses, ball one. The 1-0 pitch. Swung on, hit into center field. German diving and making the grab. Ruby German with a great play in center field. And the Arrows only have one more out to go. So two away brings up Ava Vanden Toon. First pitch to Vanden Toon. Inside, ball.
I'll see that he gets fed, but I'll probably be into the third game. Okay, thanks. Bye.
1-0. Misses outside, 2-0 now the count.
Every pitch is a big one right now, especially for Jennison. Just fighting for anything.
Arrows lead by one. Top of the seventh. Vanden Toon's going to fly one into right field. And Sophie Goendijk makes the grab. And the Lowell Red Arrows win it in the sixth inning with one run. And they walk away with the 1-0 victory over the Jennison Wildcats. So they move to 2-0 on the day. And we will be back for one more game here on the Red Arrow Sports Network. And final score here for game 2, Arrows 1, Wildcats 0.